morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network, checking agricultural news up next.
I'm Lance Brown, a proud dad and dairy farmer. Did you know that my family drinks the same milk that your family does? That's why you can feel confident that milk and other dairy foods are safe and healthy for you and your family. Dairy farmers are committed to taking care of their cows to provide you with wholesome dairy foods. To learn more about local dairy farm families like mine, visit DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
Still Watermelon Company, where we take livestock nutrition seriously. A&M feeds are made from ingredients that are tested to ensure safety, quality, and absolutely no fillers. Stillwater Milling Company works with Oklahoma State University livestock specialists to stay current on new developments in the care and feeding of livestock. Choose A&M feeds for safe, quality livestock feed. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company.
Entertaining a 4th of July cookout is still affordable, as all American favorites are a bargain. So says American Farm Bureau Federation, which priced the average cost for a summer cookout for 10 people. The menu included hot dogs, hamburgers, pork spare ribs, potato salad, baked beans, corn chips, watermelon, chocolate milk, lemonade, along with ketchup and mustard on the side. That menu would set the host back roughly $5.57 per person, a very slight drop from last year. John Newton, AFBF Director of Market Intelligence, says higher production has pushed the cost of meat lower. Retail pork prices also declined in 2017, largely due to more pork on the market and ample supplies of other choices for animal proteins, Newton says. Lower beef prices are also likely putting downward pressure on pork prices. Newton also points to stability in dairy prices due to an improving export market. And in other news, South Dakota Senator John Thune recently introduced new legislation designed to make updates to the Livestock Forage Program and the Livestock Indemnity Program. The goal is to help producers get assistance as quickly as possible.
My latest bill would get LFP assistance to farmers and ranchers twice as fast and improve the approval rate of LIP payments, or Livestock Indemnity Program payments, for weather-related livestock deaths. The bill would modify the LFP language to allow a one-month payment when a county reaches the D2 level. It's a drought designation level, what we refer to as severe drought category, for 4 consecutive weeks compared to 8 weeks under current law. And when a county reaches D2 for 8 consecutive weeks, it would be eligible for another month's payment. So this bill, my bill, fixes a problem when livestock dies from disaster-related disease.
Thune's bill would get LFP assistance to farmers and ranchers twice as fast and improve the approval rate for LIP payments for weather-related livestock deaths. He says it's important to not penalize producers in any way when they lose livestock due to circumstances beyond their control.
Every livestock producer I know would do everything possible to save livestock, and this legislation would help defend livestock owners from unneeded bureaucracy and, in many cases, unfortunate and costly determinations of ineligibility under the LIP program.
His new legislation also makes a correction in federal land management policy.
My bill would also make a small but we think important correction to the Federal Land Policy and Management Act that would give ranchers greater flexibility with the Forest Service when they're grazing using permits from Forest Service National Grasslands. It would fix a disparity in the law that would ensure ranchers who have grazing agreements on Forest Service grasslands are treated the same by the Forest Service as permittees on other federal lands. So when producers in South Dakota are suffering through an increasing severe drought, we need to be talking about ways we can provide greater assistance to the farmers and the ranchers who need it, and I think these latest proposals would help.
You got farm news on Ron.
The folks at Superior Livestock proudly presenting the Big Sky Roundup Friday, June 30th, broadcast live from Billings, Montana, to be seen on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Sell time at 8 a.m. Central Time, 55,500 head, including 2,700 yearling steers, 3,400 yearling heifers, 9,900 weaned calves, and 38,000 calves on cows. For more details about the sale, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.